On today's show, we are talking about how to know when you're ready to run a mastermind. So let's dive in. I'm Jen Argue, and I've been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs. And I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well, so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. I think some of the best mastermind facilitators are people who are already experts at what they do. And it might not be that you're an expert as you're listening to this. You might identify as something else, maybe just good at what you do, or maybe you're interested in becoming more of an expert. But often when it comes to leading a mastermind, the easiest path are for people who are already doing a lot of one-on-ones. And that is the first sign to know that you're ready to lead a mastermind, is that you have a one-on-one business that's healthy, where people want to sign up and work with you, and you're getting people success in those one-on-ones. The next progression that would be very easy is to start a mastermind. You might not want to go the course route, where you make an online course or an online group coaching program or a membership, because maybe that seems like too much to bite off after going from one-on-ones, even though for many that is a natural progression. But for you, because you really like consulting, you really like working with people, that's the first sign to know that you can move into the mastermind world. You're ready. And it's a really great way to consolidate those one-on-one type of people into a group where you can work with people with more leverage and leverage your ability to work with those type of people in a smaller amount of time on your calendar. So putting them all in a group together is something that typically the people really love. People who sign up for masterminds are people who really enjoy one-on-one consulting, but they're ready for something that is a little bit different, and they want to rub shoulders with more people who are like them to get that synergistic type of energy and pool of resources and wisdom. And so that's the first way to know if you're ready to lead a mastermind, if you are a pretty successful one-on-one consultant or coach. The second way to know that you are ready to lead a mastermind is if you don't see yourself as an expert and you're not doing all that one-on-one coaching and consulting, but you do see yourself as really good at leading groups. You might have a passion for a particular group of people out there and want to really serve them with your group facilitating abilities. So it might be like you have a real passion for real estate agents, or for principals, or for authors, or anybody, any group that you love to spend time with and you love to see succeed. If you're good at leading groups, then you could lead a mastermind. And just because you might be zeroing in on a group, like let's say real estate agents, you don't have to be the expert at real estate growth. You could be the one that pulls in experts, and you're organizing the group. You're bringing in people who are experts, or you could even just say, hey, I am not the expert at this, but I am passionate about seeing you guys grow in your industry. I love real estate agents. If you have a story about, you know, why you love that people group, share that, and then invite the real estate agents in to say, I might not be an expert in your area, but I'm really good at facilitating groups, bringing people together, and I would like to provide that service for your industry. So I would love to have you in it. And when you rub shoulders with other people who are go-getters, just like you, because you will still want to curate the group to make sure it's filled with the best fit people, But once those people are in a group together, they're going to be such a dynamic group. They're going to be sharing ideas, pooling resources, helping each other. And I think it's like, if you think about realtors, I think it would be even more amazing if it was like realtors from all over the country. Like if you had really good realtors, like handpicked from different big cities around the country, I think that would be amazing. Or it could be anything, you know, school principals, artists. It could even be, I know I've said this before on my podcast, but like masterminds for dads are really growing. There's a big need apparently for men who are working and have spent all their time in their careers and want that support network of other dads like them who really care about being a good dad and building those relationships with their kids. So honestly, it could be whatever it is your interest is. If you feel like you have this natural ability to lead groups, then I would definitely look into that, because how amazing would it be to have all these people come together? And here's the thing. Nobody wants to lead groups like this. They all want to be in them, but they don't want to lead them. They're too busy. So if you feel like this is your passion and this is where you are really skilled, I would encourage you to step into that and try bringing those people together, because they will see that you want to help them. And that will be enough. If you can provide the structure to help bring those people together and facilitate the group so they don't have to do it, that is so gold. People would love that so much. So that's another way to know if you are ready to lead a mastermind. The third way to know if you are ready to lead a mastermind is if you do have a course or a group coaching program that ends at a specific time or has like a next level abilities. If your students are kind of maxing out on what you already have, whether it's a course, group coaching program, then a mastermind would be the next best thing, because it is not one-on-one. Maybe you've designed that group coaching program so you don't have to have one-on-ones with people ever. A mastermind at least would give you the ability to provide that next level opportunity for your superstar students to come together and to rub shoulders and do all those things that people do in masterminds that I talked about before when it comes to the incredible synergy. But offering a mastermind is really nice. And we've talked about this before with regards to long-term value, that if your clients are maxing out or your students are maxing out and they have nothing left to buy from you, that kind of caps how much you can calculate you can spend on recruiting new people. So if you think about offering a mastermind, that's another thing for your students or clients to invest in, to increase that LTV so that you can have the ability to spend more on advertising to get new people into your program. And here's the thing, you don't have to be the one leading the mastermind. You can be ready for a mastermind and not be the one that leads it. You could easily hire somebody else to lead that mastermind. You could look outside of your organization and bring in an expert. Like I said in my point before, there are people out there who are really good at leading groups. I often think former therapists or people who are trained life coaches or trained certified people helping sort of areas, or people who naturally lead groups, maybe people who are in the physical fitness world or the spiritual world, whatever it is, there are lots of people out there who are very skilled in leading groups who you could easily hire and train, or maybe they're already trained in mastermind specific skills to lead your group. Or it could be somebody who is already a superstar student who would love to lead that mastermind for you. And then if you wanted to, you could come in and pop in and do a star session, you know, where you come in and you either just mix with the people in your mastermind or you teach them something small and do Q&A, whatever it is. You could even do a pre-recorded session and they could play that, where you have designed this pre-recorded session specifically for the mastermind, but you're not showing up. You're just having them play the replay of it. There are so many ways that you can add a mastermind to your business that either you're leading or you're supervising somebody else leading, or somebody else on your team is supervising that, or, you know, there's so many options. But those are three very easy ways to know if you are ready to lead a mastermind. And I would be remiss to not share with you that I have a program that is still in the beta form, and I'm still building it out. If you're listening to this, I would say before October, I would say by October, it's going to be really finished. It's going to be finalized. Final product is going to be beautiful. Right now it's being built, but it's a program where I am teaching people and coaching them on building and delivering their own profitable mastermind. So whether you are someone who might already have the facilitation skills, but you're not quite sure how to put it together, or you're not quite sure how to market it, or how to get people to renew, my program would be great for you. Or you might be someone who is really good at marketing, but not quite sure about the facilitation skills, then my program is for you too, because I cover all of those things. I cover how to create your ideal profitable mastermind, how to attract the right people to it, and that includes your marketing, how to onboard people, how to lead your mastermind, how to facilitate it. That's by knowing all the different types of group dynamics out there, how to be aware of the difference between the first meeting, your middle meetings, your last meeting. And also, I have bonuses on how to do all different kinds of things that could add to your mastermind to make it even better, whether it's add-ons or retreat. I even have one on troubleshooting and one on having a VA, which is a virtual assistant, give you assistance in all the different things that they could do to take off your plate to make leading your mastermind so light that all you do pretty much is show up to the meeting. So this program is a great investment, especially in the beta stage that we're in right now. So wherever you are listening to this, please check out, the link is close by, and I would love to have you in the program. The people who are coming in are real go-getters. I can tell they are the same type of people who are in the masterminds who are wanting to lead them, and they are go-getters. It's a great group to be a part of. I invite you to come join us, and I hope to see you there.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.